The post-match interview.
Neildy, an amazing win there. The effort of the boys, particularly in that second quarter, I thought you returned to some of your best footy where they bodied that ball and hit it with momentum.
It's a good club. Before this game, we spoke about having eight quarters for our footy club and netball club today, and the players did just that. Exciting day for us.
And the excitement machine, obviously, Fraser Ford up forward, but he obviously got a lot of the accolades in our Leopold Sporties, but your defence today, they were outrageously good. You know, Goffey, Wiedemann, Driver again, just intercept marking, they really set it up from the back line there.
Yeah, look, old footy coach cliche here, all the players played their role, and those players you identified played really well. Yeah, seven goals in a final by Fraser, and Fraser spoke to the boys just quickly, and said all the right things, spoke about delivery and pressure on the ball and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, but seven goals in a final is pretty good. He did make mention that we're still playing and he wants to continue to improve, so we'll have a go and see how we go in 6 days' time.
Mark, congratulations. Thank God the week at work's going to be okay. Seriously, it's no good when he doesn't win. I'm joking. Buzz is here. Kirsch is here as well. Kingy doesn't care about you, so he never comes on a Sunday. So well done. Just a fantastic effort again from the team. And as you said then, the reserves winning as well just makes for the club to be able to have great training and great on the track and keeping everybody together.
Yeah, it does, Jace. We've got a whole group of people that, continue to make the club operate. So do all the other teams. You know, Geelong is really fortunate. You know, we've got three footy and netball leagues, and everyone involved with those clubs does a great job. You know, our club's no different. A lot of excitement, a lot of smiles on the faces of volunteers, and I think we should acknowledge that.
Fraser Ford, obviously the outstanding. We talk about Goffey all the time. We talk about a couple of others. But I thought one player today who I spoke a little bit about to you, and I think he's just starting to hit his straps, and obviously is a big game player. I thought Chris Hughes was amazing today.
Yeah, so do we. So Hughesy, like a few of us early on in the piece, sort of up and down a little bit. He works really hard, Jace. He's an experienced player, although, you know, not experienced in the GFNL. Yeah. He's been here for 2 years, but he's played a lot of footy at St Bernard's in the Ammos. He can play a bit, and he's one of the few, they're not older, but one of the few more experienced players we have that legitimately he's got a big body. We enjoy his work.
And we have a vested interest because Jason Boris does some great work for us from Pixel Sport Media. But the son of did a fair job today on the ground.
Yeah, he can play.
He's got a bit of toe.
Yes, he does have some toe. And I think, Ethan's been really, not fortunate. He's deserved it. Like, he's been a part of the Cats VFL program, and the work that Harry Corrigan and his coaches are doing with him is really good. And it's such a... I really enjoy that part of the system, Jason. I know a lot of the Geelong Footy and Netball League clubs benefit from that, having young players go down and train at that level. And, you mentioned his pace. He's learning how to play quick. I think when when I first chatted to Ethan and his old man, it was around, he tests quick in a gymnasium in between two cones. Can you work with him and see if we can get him to play quick? And he's learning how to do that, I think.
Here's Jack Driver's player manager, Josh Conway, on K-Rock Football.
Neildy, congratulations. Well done. What is it about St Mary's? You've always, since you've taken over the job here at South Barn, you've always had close matches with them, haven't always got over the line, but obviously did this time last year as well. What is it in particular about St Mary's that matches so well with your group?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think as a footy and netball club, when people talk about the Geelong Footy and Netball League, they think about St Mary's. St Mary's has been a strong club in this competition for a long time. Everyone knows about their junior program and the number of kids they got in there. They take great pride in that. And when you play against them, it's a privilege. And no doubt, I think as human nature, you step up. Everybody everybody knows that. And we enjoy that challenge. We've got a young group. You know, we're quite keen to see how we go against the strong clubs, and St Mary's is one of those.
And I asked Fraser the same question when we spoke to him after the game, but can you sense any similarities between your run last year and this year? Obviously, you've beaten Knox St Mary's out twice in consecutive seasons, but just in terms of the feeling amongst the players and yourself, are you feeling like you're hitting your straps at the right time of year?
Well, look, winning finals is obviously a great feeling. You know, we got taught a footy lesson about 7 or 8 weeks ago by Leopold. After that day, we sat down and with the players and just had a bit of a chat about how our progress was going, and out of that came, you know, 4 or 5 actions that we just wanted, the players wanted to have a, you know, target that will, what would you say, have it focus in on those 5 areas, and that's what we've been doing. So, you know, we'll continue to do that. In terms of similarities this season, I'm relatively old school in that I still fail to believe that anything that's gone before now can actually impact tomorrow. You know, that was last season. Yes, it's part of building and young kids learning how to play, but in terms of this year, you know, completely different. You know, we're coming up against a team that won 18 games in a row, and they're, you know, that in play finals, but prior to that, you know, they've been a perennial finalist in St Joseph's. So yeah, completely different.
Congratulations, Mark. It was great to watch. I was really impressed by the way your side went about it. But what I was really looking forward to today was that contest around the ball. You got the number 1 and 2 clearance teams in the competition. But where I thought you got on top today was your scores from stoppages. I thought you were really impressive in that area.
Yeah, it was, again, Kirsch, as you know, I pump you up. You see the game really well. And, you know, we try to listen to you as much as possible and see what's going on. That's an area we've been working on. Just sometimes it's impossible when there's a heap of numbers around the ball to actually get the footy out the front of the stoppage. But a couple of times we did today. And I think if we can have 1 or 2 guys getting out the front and then a little bit of communication, perhaps a block here and there, it enables the fella who faces the game to hit a leading target. I think we didn't do it all day. St Mary's a good team, but we got out a couple of times.
And you must be impressed. I spoke to Fraser about it just before, about, you know, your development as a team, but everyone knew they were going to be Fraser focused in the last quarter, but there were times with your forward entries that they weren't Fraser focused, and they picked the right option going forward because Fraser had, you know, +2 or +3 on him. An example was Harry Cunningham's hitting up Calado, of course, but there was a couple of other moments in there as well that they chose the right option because obviously the outnumber was on Fraser.
Yeah, that shows a bit of maturity, Kirsch, as well as some development. The players being aware, you know, those hit-up leads are really important, particularly when you're playing in the breeze. I think the trap could have been to go long continually. You know, we might have overdone it a little bit, but at the end of the day, we won. And as you said, there were a couple of, you know, hit-up targets. The one to Matt Caldo was really good from Harry Cunningham.
Just a quick one on Taylor Mulroney. It wasn't good, but any update on him?
He's gone to hospital, so that's probably indicative. It's not it's not great, but we'll wait and see. My medical degree, I haven't got it yet, so I'm not prepared to tell you exactly what's on that. Right. Well, yeah, disappointing. Yeah. No one likes to see players get injured. It's a part of the game. Grubb's a great fella. Dobson's trying to recruit him to Koroit, so that's annoying us a little bit, but well, we'll wait and see what happens.
Well, a couple of players stepped up in his absence. We were talking about that. Pat Kelly was one in that second half who really took the bull by the horns, and he was one that stood up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Paddy Kelly from some place I can't pronounce, Nullawop or something. Yeah, that's it. I was pretty close there.
Yeah, you were good.
Yeah, Nullawop.
Yeah, population of 19, he reckons. I don't know who taught him to play footy, but they did a pretty good job. And it's quite funny. I was carrying on at 3-quarter time asking the players what they wanted to see or what they wanted to do, and there's people talking about hit-up leads and inside 45 and all that sort of stuff they hear about in the TV, and he just said, what about we just be tough?
Spoken like a true country footballer.
Yeah, it was like, righto, Paddy.
Well, that they were, and that he was.
Yeah, he's tough. The one thing, you know, with Grubb going down, it's not great, but it meant that we moved Ethan Boris from the back line into the midfield, and he played well. It also meant the back line didn't have a rotation. We didn't rotate the back six at all, and Grubb went off in in the first quarter. So, you know, kudos to them. And I'm sure Ronnie's listening. You think, well, our back line will be tired by Saturday, but we'll look after him, Ron. Don't worry about that.
Proved yesterday, Mark, that extra time golden point didn't tire Leopold out. So I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. We'll I told him we'll look after him. I don't know what that looks like, but I'll work it out tonight. We all drink responsible. We promote that here on K-Rock, so I'll leave it at that.
The Pivot City Lager or two tonight.
Yes. 10 a.m. office start works well, I reckon, on a Monday.
There might be a meeting and see you at 11 o'clock, maybe.
There might be one of those all-in WhatsApp messages saying, I've got a few meetings, so I'll see you at lunchtime.
Might be a little bit of King of the Castle action in the morning.
Love that.
Is there any chance you could actually own a jacket sometime in this final series? You're in a polo again. It's 4 degrees. What are you doing? Is there a heater upstairs, is there?
Yeah, had the heater on upstairs. I got a little bit carried away. I think when Fraser Ford kicked that goal in the last quarter, I reckon I whacked the window too hard. The AFL Barwon people came flying in next door, making sure it was still in place. So I heated up a little bit, but you're right. It's absolutely bloody freezing where I'm standing now.
All right, we'll let you go. Well done. Congratulations. We look forward to seeing the team next week against the Joeys.
Thanks, everyone.
Well played. Well played. Carry on. Mark Neal, the coach of the South Barwon Football Club.
The post-match interview.